Okay. All right. Okay, it's approximately 9:01. I'm going to call the meeting to order, and I will make a motion to approve the agenda for Thursday, August 27th. Do I have a second to the motion?
I'll second that.
Okay, any discussion, any adds to the agenda? I have one ad. I want to talk about a driveway permit at number 5 Lakeview Drive that was never submitted. So we'll discuss that. Any other changes?
I was just going to add, Jay, any topic that should be included in the newsletter as we're going through the agenda, anything that either of you think of to put in the newsletter, please make note of that.
Okay.
And also, I did send in early today the budget spreadsheet through the August manifest.
Great. Got it. Thank you.
And then I know we'll get to it quickly, but I did submit also an abbreviated alternate letter for the Hewitts. I think the other one just had way too much language in it, so just as a option.
Okay. All right, we can discuss the two. Perfect.
Okay.
Okay, all in favor of the agenda as amended, say aye. Aye?
Yes.
Aye.
Okay. Going to run right down to the administrative section. Chris said he'd join at 9:30, so I'm going to jump right to Kelly, who's in the room. So, Kelly Robitel, DPW foreman, you get the microphone.
All right, we've got an ongoing issue with the Big Loop culvert, which we all know about. It took the Beaver in record time 3 days to reconstruct and increase the size of the dam inside the culvert. We completely cleaned it, and it's back. My person that I used for trapping last time is retired. The only way I can find someone new is through Fish and Game, so I'm waiting for a response from Fish and Game with someone they would recommend. We need to go in and clean it again. We can't clean it again until Monday because the backhoe is in for service. So it'll be fine till then, but we can't continue cleaning. It seems to me that they're coming from both sides of the pipe, and I think they're coming through the grate at the inlet side of the pipe. So the grates, they may deter them, but it doesn't stop them. We just have an overflow of beavers, unfortunately. So it's up to the commission to give me the go-ahead or come up with another solution.
So you're the road, well, basically the road agent. Do you have any authority to deal with the beavers?
I have authority to protect the roads, and if a beaver is in jeopardy of hurting a road, I have the authority to deal with that. But I'd rather not. I'd rather let you guys be the guilty party.
Yeah. Blood's on our hands.
Yeah.
And there really is no other alternative to deter them from compromising that culvert, is there, other than to remove them?
Even if I put a grate on the other end of the pipe, they're going to build at the grate. They're going to build. They prefer where they picked, because once a family of beavers picks a spot, they stick to the spot unless you move or eliminate the family.
Yeah.
We put a lot of work, 3 days, I think it was 3 years ago now, we put a lot of work into cleaning that pipe continuously and trying everything we could. And finally, we had to remove the beavers. There was no other way. And it looks like it's happening again.
Yeah.
Well, my suggestion is we let you handle with Fish and Game, let them come up with a name person. We have, you know, the idea of shooting the beaver, which I believe you have the authority to do. We just have too many people here. It's been done in Edelweiss where a rabid raccoon was shot in front of children who were at the school bus stop, much to the glee of the kids, but it's not something you want to do here. I don't want you personally to be.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
As much as I'd love to do it, and
yeah.
Tony would love to do it.
No,
trapping's the way to go. That's just what every municipality goes through.
Yeah. All right. I wanted to ask you a question, though, about the culvert in general.
Jay?
Go ahead, Paul. Yep.
This is Paul. I just want to make a couple comments about this just so they're on the record. One, we don't know that there's an overpopulation of beavers. This could just be that two or three beavers that happen to live here, this is where they've chosen to build a dam right now. So we don't really know that we have too many beavers. And so I do think we have to be a little careful about just making a decision to say, hey, let's get rid of the beavers. Two, when I researched this last year and when it was brought up, and I found a booklet that was put out by the New Hampshire, either Fishing Game or DES, that was a long book about how to get rid of beavers without trapping and killing them. So there are other ways to do it. They may be costly, they may be time consuming, and we may not want to pursue it, but I don't think that the only solution is offhandedly to just say this is the only thing you can do. So I'm going to look for that booklet again and see if I can find it. And I think we just need to be deliberate about this and not, say that that's the only solution. So that's all.
Okay. Do you think you might have that material for next week, Donna?
I'm Donna.
Yeah, I'm looking for it right now, and I found one short publication. It's not the thing that I found before, but I will I'll find it today if I can, and also just do a little other homework on this. As I said, that may be the solution we end up with, but I just want to make sure we've done a little bit of research on this before we move along with that decision.
Yeah, and maybe,
understand,
and maybe
it's time-consuming.
And Fish and Game may have a resource for that as well. I mean, they certainly want to protect mm-hmm. the wildlife, and they may have some plans in place as to how to take care of problematic beavers.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's fine. That's wonderful, but this is nothing new. When this came out 3 years ago, I went through and thought about any action I could take and any way of getting around it, and it cost us a full summer of dealing with it. When I spoke at Fishing Game 3 years ago.
I listened to all the videos about this from 3 years ago, and the only solution that was ever discussed was trapping and killing the beavers. So I don't know if you looked at other stuff and didn't bring it up in a meeting, but I listened to all the commissioner meetings from 3 years ago when this was brought up that I could find. And it was just it was handled the same way. It was like, oh, let's just do this. Let's bring in the guy. Everybody laughed about it. Isn't it funny that we killed all these beavers? And there's people in this district. I'm not saying that may be the best solution. I just want to spend a week making sure there isn't another solution. That's all that we haven't looked at. Because we've already gotten people who have written into us about this that don't love this idea. So let's just make sure we've done a little homework. That's all. That's all.
No, that's fair. That's fair. Good.
Okay, thanks.
The only one I
yeah, had. I just want to go back to the culvert sorry. Condition itself. Kelly, if you could talk a little bit about the damage to the culvert.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, when we cleaned the culvert, we were able to get inside the culvert, actually in the culvert, to look at the damage. The damage was caused by a good-sized rock that was buried in the road above the culvert. And it just took one vehicle that went a little wide on the road to, maybe it was a large vehicle, I don't know, but it pushed that rock through the pipe and tears the pipe with a sharp edge of the rock. The rock is still there. If I remove it, all the material is going to fall through the pipe. So the pipe's not in jeopardy. It's not getting any worse unless another truck gets way out wide like that, which could happen, but even so, it's not going to affect the road and, it's not going to flood the road or do anything like that, but it will need to be repaired. That's a time issue on how to repair it. We can do it, but we are pretty book solid. I would like to move it towards the end of the season, see where we're at, if there's something else we can move and put this in its place. But it's no emergency at this point.
Okay. So last week I was looking at getting some good pictures, I think, which you guys have gotten in some right up front visual. I was looking for either a manufacturing defect in the pipe. I had mentioned, I think Kathy understood, the spiral wound or screw type winding of a culvert like that. But actually this is a homogeneous no seams, one piece cast of galvanized aluminum. So there are no seams in it, so it's not a manufacturing defect. And obviously what Kelly and his crew have found appears to be more or less a construction faux pas, where they did not screen the material and left one large, sharp, pointed or edged rock right on the surface of the pipe, and all it took was the weight of a large vehicle to push it through the aluminum. Again, this culvert is made of, I believe, galvanized aluminum and not galvanized steel.
It's the steel pipe.
Oh, it is steel?
From what I understand, it's aluminum galvanized.
Right.
You look at the edge, the outer edge where the pipe is cut, and it's steel.
Okay. Yeah, because they do make now culverts, not culverts, mufflers out of just aluminized material. Yeah. Okay.
Anyway, we're no jeopardy right now.
All right. That's great.
We'll discuss it again when I get some other projects righted around. Next. Body 7 Idlewise. Time to talk about Body 7 Idlewise again. I was given the driveway application, and according to the driveway application, it says look to the estimate given by the paving company, and four or five pictures of estimates sent are black blocks. There's nothing there. So, again, we don't have the information to do the driveway permit. However, as we know, we have the culverts and the basin that is deemed our responsibility. There's no reason why we can't go ahead with that aspect of the project as soon as we can. That won't hold up their driveway until we do get the rest of the information for their driveway, because the pipe in the basin, the pipes in the basin need to be replaced anyway. So the cost that I've come up with on this project, very basic cost, the basin is $600, which I believe we agreed to pay for. The culvert cost to each homeowner is $250. I would have to go with a 12-inch culvert just because of the lack of cover. It's not my ideal. I'd rather go with an 18, but there's nothing between an 18 and a 12. And a 12. 12 is the size would have to go. And it's replacing the sizes there. So I believe we have the permission from 49 to go ahead. I believe we have the permission from 47 to go ahead. I would just need to buy the basin, which I can with my authorization, but I want you guys to know that I'm spending $600 on the basin.
Okay. So does that include the grate for the basin as well?
That's great. That's the whole thing.
Okay. So I'll make a motion that we...
Okay.
I'm going to give you the full amount, and then we'll get reimbursed. So I'm going to make the motion for the full amount so you can purchase
right.
it out of the budget.
Yeah, then I'll give you the slip for the pipe, and you can get it.
Right. So you're looking at $500 for the two culverts. Is that only one culvert under each drive?
It's two, but there's a huge major savings between an 18 and a 12.
Okay.
The 12-inch pipe is only $5.11 per foot.
Wow. Okay. All right, so I'll make a motion that we appropriate up to $1,200 for the purchase of drainage infrastructure at number 47 and 49, Idlewise Drive. Do I have a second to that motion?
I'll second that.
Okay.
Okay.
I'm just letting Donna write that down.
Up to
$1,200.
47 and 49.
Idlewise Drive.
Okay.
Okay, we have a second. Any further discussion? Okay, hearing none. All in favor of appropriating $1,200, of which approximately $500 of that will be reimbursed to the district, just for discussion. All in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Yes.
Aye.
Okay.
It just needs to be known that this is not authorization for the driveway construction.
Right.
I still need the appropriate information.
Yeah.
Because I think we're going to request the driveway grade to be put into this.
Yeah. You almost have to.
Yes. So they need... This is not a go-ahead for them to start their paving.
Yeah.
This is just our part of the project.
Now, the driveway grate will be the responsibility of the homeowner, right?
And yep. That will be installed by the asphalt company.
Yep. Got it. Perfect. Okay. What else you got?
Okay. I got a driveway application for 29 Oak Ridge. They say the driveway is marked. The driveway is not marked, so I cannot go ahead with the permit. They're going to have to be notified that they need to mark the entrance. Do you know what this is?
I know.
The ledge.
Yeah, yeah, that cleared area of a couple of years ago.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
This should be two stakes.
Yeah.
There's a picture showing where they intend to put it, but I need it marked.
Physically marked.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's something we require
Okay. Do we know who the applicant is, obviously? Mm-hmm. Can we reach out to them and ask them to drive some stakes? Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah, that would be an interesting bill.
Oh, yeah.
19 Appenvale. We received a message from the owners at 19 Appenvale wanting to know why there's a culvert pipe crossing the road and going onto their property that they're trying to sell. I went up and investigated, and that pipe's been there for a lot longer than most of us. That pipe has always been there. It's nothing new. It's a steel pipe, which indicates it was there for a while. And it is necessary. There is drainage there, so we can't just remove it to help them out. I wish I could, but not a good spot. So they're going to have to be notified that pipe's been in existence. They want to know who gave them permission. Far before my time, so I don't know how permissions were given out back then. This could be an original pipe from the original district. So
yeah, when the roads were developed.
I have no history on it.
Yeah. I went and took a look as well. I mean, it's an old steel. It's probably been there for 50 years when the district was originally built and those roads were constructed.
Yeah.
Part of the drainage.
So you'll need a letter to them or however you want to do it, to tell them that's an existing pipe.
Okay. Let me just look over at Donna and Lynn. You guys okay with writing a letter? Do you want me to draft something? I'm pretty wordy, you know.
You're wordy.
I just want to make sure it's properly what I'm talking about. So,
yeah.
We'll try it and we'll.
Okay, pass it to us?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll have to wait till next week to sign it anyhow.
Yeah.
Okay. What else you got?
All right. The Deuces Culvert. I am scheduling a Thursday culvert for the September 1st or 2nd, which is next week. The only way that we can accomplish this, we tried once and the traffic was just too much. What I'm going to recommend is we close the road. It may only take us 4 hours to get that section of pipe in the ground and open up again. But the only way we can stretch that backhoe across the road and do this properly is to close Idlewise from Deuces to Lugano would be the first place to come off. It's not a huge inconvenience, I don't think. We'll sign it and make it appropriate. Jay can probably help me with the contacts on who to inform that the road's closed.
Yep.
But the only way we can do it is to close it. We can't rush this and try to be quick about it. We need to do it properly. So I don't know if I need approval from you guys to close the road, but that's what I'm intending to do.
Yeah. What do you folks feel? Kathy, Paula?
Well, the only thought I had would be to wait. Oh, go ahead, Kathy.
No, I was going to say, I think that closing it and not feeling rushed and not putting – you folks, the DPW, in danger while you're working in a ditch with traffic going by is really the right way to do it.
Yeah, the only question I have would be about timing. Would it be better to wait 1 week until after Labor Day in terms of just the amount of traffic in the district? I don't know if it'll make a difference this year, but that was my only other question.
I thought about that, Paula. I thought about that. I'm trying to schedule out the remainder of our year. We have 3 days, and then Tony goes on vacation for a week. Jeff's on vacation this week. After Labor Day, I think Jeff still has another week to take. I still have time to take. Trying to schedule right now, it's a nightmare. I think for the inconvenience of 4 hours to get this done, I'd like to move forward with it.
Okay, that's fine.
Yeah,
I just wondered if you thought about it. That's all.
I agree, but sometimes,
Yeah, to Paula's point, though, what I'm noticing, too, as a former owner of a rental property, is that rentals this year used to, not this year, in years past, used to basically end when school started at Labor Day. Well, we got a whole new dynamic now, and I was getting requests for bookings on a house that I once owned well past the October foliage. Summer, it looks like it's going to be extended until October at the minimum. So I think Kelly's right. If he has guys that are going in and out, you're trying to use up their time. And to Kathy's point, I think we ought to just take the road down for 4 hours, get it done properly and safely, and then just move on.
Okay.
So once you've confirmed that, please let the office know, and I will send out an email blast even tomorrow if you're pretty sure you're going to do it Monday or Tuesday and Wednesday, and put it on the website to make sure that as many people as possible are aware.
Yeah, oh, absolutely. I'm going back to the doctor on Monday to get tuned up, and then the guys will be getting everything ready for Tuesday, and my plan is to hit it on Tuesday morning. If the weather doesn't work, then we'll go to Wednesday.
Okay, so weather depending, it'll be either Tuesday or Wednesday, correct?
Yeah, correct.
Okay. Tuesday, Wednesday. Weather depending. Okay. I'll draft that today and have it ready to go for Friday.
Okay. That's all I have, folks.
All right, while you're here, I just got to want to bring in one thing which I added to the agenda. And that is a need for a driveway permit at number 5 Lakeview. This was a driveway that was constructed and just recently paved to a house that existed but was expanded over the past couple of years. And I'll be very honest, even before I became a commissioner, I thought that all permits were in hand. Because obviously to get the construction permit, you need a driveway permit, especially if you're eliminating one driveway and building a new one. I guess I'd like to make a motion that we send a letter to the owner of number 5 Lakeview.
The property owner, I talked to the property owner yesterday. He approached me because he's my neighbor, and he said,
yep,
I probably should have done a driveway permit, and of course I assumed that he had done that. I have a copy of the ordinance and the form, and I will give it to him today. He's aware he needs to do it. So,
okay.
He eliminated one driveway, like you said, just moved his other driveway about maybe 50 feet to the other edge of his property. And had it paved. So he would be required to pay the $75 for the change of driveway or
200.
You want to do the 200? Okay.
Yeah, 75 would be basically to pave an existing driveway. This was the moving of a driveway. And it's right in the – I was just looking at the ordinance this morning. So it'd be 200.
Yeah. I think the conversation that I had with him, it's when he was doing the driveway across the street for the other property that he owns, he did do the permits for that. So I think
I
just assumed that not that it was my job, but I just kind of assumed he had done all the driveway permitting together, but he neglected to do the ones on the 5 Lakeview Drive side.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah, I thought so as well. I was trying to tell Donna, no, I'm sure it was done. Please look it up. And she couldn't find it. And I guess he also admitted that he forgot himself to do so. So now that's good. If you have a copy of it, did you already give it to him, did you say?
I got it from Donna yesterday. I'll see him today.
Oh, okay, great. All right,
okay,
perfect.
So no letter necessary.
Okay. All right. Trying to think. Just for Donna's sake, so last week we made a motion to appropriate a water measuring stick.
Mm-hmm.
I sent an email earlier with the link to that site where we can purchase that. Can you purchase that through?
I never got a thing.
An email? Oh, this is like a couple of weeks ago.
Oh.
And it was a link on a white fiberglass water.
I'll forward it to you, Donna.
Oh, yeah. Okay. I'm sorry.
I remember seeing it.
I was supposed to be brought up at the meeting last week.
Yeah, we did. We made a motion to.
But I didn't get to anything because the minutes just came in today.
Yeah.
So. All
so
right.
If you want to go ahead and approve that, and Kelly and crew can install it at what time is convenient for them.
Okay. So order it?
Yep.
What was it, $40 or $50?
Yeah, $39 and something. I think we appropriated up to $50.
Okay. I'll send you the copy of the email with the link to the it was Lowe's, wasn't it?
You can buy it from Lowe's. Yeah. Yep. Okay. I don't think they physically have it at Lowe's, but you can.
Oh, I saw that email. I didn't see a link on that.
Yeah. Okay.
All right.
I will say the roads are holding up pretty good. Even over at Little Loop, number 4, the drainage seems to be working there.
Yeah, I'm very happy with it. We'll be moving that hay bale at the end of the project. That will probably come out next week, and we're out of there.
Okay. We got it, while you're here, we got an email from former Commissioner Adam Leiser that... again, he witnessed on, I guess it's Saturday's thunderstorm, that the water again rose up in the swale above the riprap. And if it wasn't for the gravel put in his driveway would have been flooded. And I understand also that Chris Albert also was requested to go to his property to review this.
I met with Chris last week. He's talking about the road grading we're going to do for Dawson and things, and I just had to ask him because I've got an email saying that multiple engineers said that the project was done wrong, and I took offense to that. I was talking to Chris. I just said, Chris, I got to ask you, were you contacted to look at this project? And he said yes. He said he looked at it, but all he said was he didn't know what it looked like before it was done, so he can't comment on how it's done after. He said it was way overkill for such a small amount of water, which I knew that, but I did it per design, so it's not me. And as far as water backing up, that's what water does. When you have erosion stone, that's why the stone is there, to slow the progress of the water before it reaches the pond. And working exactly like it's supposed to be.
So I don't know how to address the property owner, Adam.
I don't think, but he wasn't asking for any kind of response. It was kind of more just, and nobody disagrees that if the driveway needed to be brought up to prevent it from getting flooded. Nobody disagrees with that point at all, and never has. So I
disagree that we did it. I think the homeowner should have brought it up. Right, I could have built any type of. Right. I could have taken half that driveway and put a puddle there. I could have done many things. I don't want to get into that, but I've got my own opinion on this. You know that.
Yep.
The project was done. It was done professionally. And if there's any complaint about the project, I'm going to take offense to it.
Yeah, if you look at the engineering.
I agree with you, Kelly, 100%.
If you look at the engineering drawing, the PBN that we were approved to go ahead and install this, there was no design changes to his driveway. his property at all. In other words, if Kelly had felt that it was not necessary or was pressured into bringing that fill into his driveway, and that fill was not there, and the swale constructed, it would have been constructed deeper than the original grade of the property, and it would have prevented the driveway from flooding. Kelly would have done it just as well as he did, since the topography of his driveway changed in that prior December. Now he had a new topography to work with. So that's what changed. But Kelly would have simply dug the swale deeper, as was per the PBN. But the topography changed because of Kelly being pressured into bringing material into the driveway to make it safe for that winter. But I guess that's the design issue and the functionality of the swale. I guess my issue is we have a bill that we're going to have to discuss today from Jones and Beach, and it's for Chris Albert's time. And if Chris is now spending time, which he's charging the district for, to visit private homeowners and comment on engineering or work done on their property, I feel that is wrong, first of all. Myself, Kathy, and Paula may be able to get away with it, having Chris come and look at our property, because he knows he works somewhat directly for us. And that basically be what I consider an abuse of power. And that's what I think might have happened here. And since we got now being charged for his time, I'd like to make a motion that we invoice Adam for an hour's of Chris's time. Could have gone to the site, looked at the property, and given comment. Can't have property owners be doing this. This is wrong.
Well, who initiated the call to Chris to come look at the project?
Not me.
Hi, Chris is here.
Oh, okay, Chris, how you doing?
Morning.
Chris, did you get a call from Adam to take a look at his driveway?
Yeah, I told him I wasn't going to comment on it because I never looked at the site before or after, so I don't have any opinion. I didn't look at it. Yeah, I mean, I didn't want to get involved.
Yeah, and that's okay. No, I didn't realize you were on, but that's basically what we would ask. If you get calls from private homeowners asking you to comment or give your own ideas, you know, please don't do that. Please work through the office.
Well, bill them.
You can bill them privately.
Tell them. I mean, that's fine. But I would say the same thing. If you had looked at it, I'd be like, send him a bill. We're not going to pay for it. That's, you know.
Yeah.
But it sounds like you didn't look anyway, so.
No, again, I don't know what the existing conditions were, and I don't know. I never saw the final what was approved or designed or anything like that. So it's like, the tip's over the boat's over the cliff. So I don't, I can't comment if it's falling.
Yeah. But when you looked at the catch basin, culvert, and the swale, did you didn't notice anything that was outrageously wrong, did you?
Yeah, probably a little overkill, the riprap.
Yeah.
But that's what Kelly and I were talking about. Kelly said that was on the design plan. I mean, I might have designed it differently.
So
that's what was the approved plan. So I can't. But I don't know what the road looked like beforehand, and I'm not going to try to guess on something.
All right. No, that's perfect. But that was part of the design, so we kept to the design, and we just wanted to be compliant.
Right.
I'm confused. Chris, did you actually go look at it?
Yeah.
Well, just driving around. I didn't, it wasn't nobody charging time or anything.
Okay. I mean, I just want to be clear, like in the future, if somebody requests something, one, you bill them for your time. I don't care if it's 5 minutes. Like, I think it sets a precedent now that you did drive by and look at it. And you gave them, you told them you wouldn't comment. Like, I just think got to keep the business separate. So in the future, if somebody requests something, just say, okay, but I'm going to bill you. This is what it's going to cost. You know?
Yes.
I know you have a relationship with, I know you have a pre-standing relationship with Adam, but like, there's so many issues fraught with this whole project that, you know, you may or may not be aware of. And so anybody else now getting involved in is going to get pulled into this entire situation.
I'm finding out when you're on after the test. Yeah.
So it's just, you know, it's just not a good idea to even engage with somebody about something like this, like, at all.
I just don't. So the only reason I have a problem with everyone, the only reason I have a problem is that the email indicated that engineers looked at the project and said it was done wrong. So that must have been a flat-out lie by the person writing this email, that engineers looked at it and said it was done wrong. So,
do you have a copy of that email you can send to the board?
I believe it's in the office.
Yeah. Yeah,
Which
one was that? That was a lot. 3 weeks ago. That was probably three emails ago from Adam.
I don't remember that one. Okay.
Well, maybe I think it was actually, in the minutes. Because we went from public to non-public. Right.
The
minutes.
I don't remember that. I don't remember that specific comment that engineers had looked at it and said it was done wrong. I don't remember seeing that. So, okay.
Yeah. But I just have one quick question for Chris. So in your invoice this week for your time, did you include your visit to Adam's property in that billing?
No.
Okay. All right.
I didn't charge anything for that. I mean, I'm not going to – that's not billable. We never charged time for that.
Okay. All right. Okay. Good. All right.
You know, as consultants, we do a lot of work for free, but I mean, we're out here to, you know, answer questions as best we can to any Joe public, and you know, and when something like that, we're not going to render opinions because we haven't been hired to render opinions, and it's too controversial. Who I work for you, so. I would never put myself in the middle of something like that anyway. So I can't work for two clients that are, you know, that are have legal issues going on.
Yep. Okay. Perfect. Kelly, you have something?
No, just because of who you were dealing with, one word is going to be taken out of context and used. So that's why I always ask to be never to be alone in these conversations. And I think that's what happened. You might have said one, you know, maybe it was whatever. I don't know, but let's get away from the whole thing. Let's just get away from the whole thing. Anyway, Chris, let's get away from that. And before you get started, I just want to say that we had a good meeting talking about the grading of the roads. I think I'm going to wait till the very end to do my part of it until everything is wrapped up by Dawson. There's too many little things that I'm going to end up doing that I'd rather have him do his complete job just leaving the grading so I know exactly what I'm into.
All right.
Yeah,
and Chris.
He still has that tie-in down at Salem to do.
I'll wait for a complete cleanup.
Once they get the lines all pressure tested and chlorinated, and we do the individual house tie-ins, you know, you'll have a machine on the shoulder of the road, but you'll still get a little track work and all that. So, So it's a good idea, Bobby. Like you said, to wait till all the little tie-ins are done, just so you're not, you know, it all kind of blends together.
Yep.
So. With regards, Kelly's still here, and we got Chris and Kelly on the line with those tie-ins, which is the curb stop valve connections. Donna, correct me if I'm wrong, but do we have two inquiries with regards to replacing the service line?
We have two inquiries for that, which I forwarded to Dawson, Ian, and I believe Dawson and Ian. One was at 5 Reinach, and the other, she gave a phone number. She didn't give me a
address.
But I forwarded the emails to two of them.
I thought it was one Briston stock for some reason.
I don't know. I don't know.
Yeah. All right. I know the age and when the construction occurred at number 5, Reinhardt. That's the big house at the top by the closest house to the tank. And so they're inquiring whether they have a compliant service line. And I believe when that construction was done, we had an ordinance in place requiring a 200-pound CTS pipe. So I think Ian will be the person that will have to comment on that. But I believe that pipe is already compliant. There's no better pipe that you can, or you really would want to spend money on to install. I don't know about the one on number 1.
Yeah, I don't know. I can get this one's address.
Okay.
So
with regards to Kelly, you may have a couple of service lines that are also – now, that doesn't affect you because it's on private property, but they're going to leave that hole open by the side of the road, which may affect your grading.
Ideally, the final grade would be done before the leaves fall. So we got time.
Yeah.
So I'd like to get all that stuff done, and then we do final cleanup and sweep up.
Okay.
All right.
Go ahead, Donna.
No, I just said ask Kelly.
You want me to finish before we get into Chris?
No, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Okay. Rock House Mountain.
Yes.
I just got the go ahead to do a second treatment.
Okay.
I would say invoice and bill them.
Yeah.
For two treatments.
Okay.
And what would that? You'd have to give me the price?
I'll need it.
Okay. Okay.
I got the email to go ahead and do that.
Great.
Okay, great, thanks.
The other thing I forgot to talk about, just out of my head. Trailer's gone, if anybody noticed. I got the trailer hauled up yesterday. So
yeah, it's up in my driveway.
Yeah, we're going to miss it, but that's gone. There was one other thing, but if I remember it, I'll bring it up. But we can go on with Chris. We don't hold him up.
Yeah, I just want to say thank you for handling that camper trailer. Whatever.
Yeah, I know people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That it certainly does.
Involve me in stuff, and I'll get it done.
And do we know what the cost of that was?
It's going to be the full five.
Okay, got it.
That's what the number I had. That's what I gave out.
Yeah, and thank you to Madison PD for giving an escort over the road.
Yeah.
Thank you. All right. Hey, Chris, you got the microphone,
yep,
so go ahead and sing.
Yep. good morning again. Chris Albert with Jones & Beach Engineers. The Ryan tank construction itself is winding down. The tank work itself is 100% complete. I believe they're starting to fill the tank actually today with the disinfection for VN tank requirements. That filling should take place over the next couple of days, and I'm going to be on site Monday with the super from VN tank to complete the leak test. And at that point, DN Tanks is pretty much done. I think they're starting to pull a lot of their equipment off-site. So they'll be pretty much wrapping up. I did get another disbursement from them. I've got to look at it. I think it should put them to 100% complete. So I think after Monday of next week, what we'll be looking at is trying to do the substantial completion documentation for DN Tanks, you know, knock on a plastic table that the leak test, of course, works fine. And then at that point, then Dawson can finish just the regrading around the tank. The carpenters are up there this week for Dawson. They're just about finished. They should be finishing, you know, after tomorrow with the carpenter in the building. The electricians are scheduled to come in next Monday to work on the electrical work in the building. So once the electrical is done and that work, then we can start transitioning over the next couple of weeks and filling the lines, getting that pressure tested and chlorinated. And then after probably 2 to 3 weeks after that work's done, then they'll do their trench patch. And then, so we're looking at a good timing there, Kelly, as far as, you know, getting in, Bryant Paving at the end of September to do their overlay on top of what Dawson's has done for the trench, which works out good.
Yes.
From a timing perspective, I think, you know, unless something drastic happens with the weather or something to that effect, everything's moving through pretty well. So I think, you know, I think all in all, the project should be pretty much wrapped up by the end of September, you know, give or take hiccups.
When's Dawson anticipating doing his patchwork? Do you know?
Well, he's going to do it after the lines are pressure tested and chlorinated. You know, God forbid there is an issue with a piece of pipe and he's got to, you know, dig something up. They don't want a trench patch. So it'd probably be in probably 3 weeks.
Yeah. Okay.
You know, I haven't heard. I know the panel from Tom from EEI was made. But, and then Jake's reached out to him, and I know he was supposed to get us kind of the nuts and bolts for Jay, for you, and for Larry to review. And he kind of understood when Jake and I were talking to him on what we wanted, because he once we mentioned Larry's name, he knew exactly what we wanted. So, you guys probably have a better relationship with Tom than you know, in the past history of what you've done to the site, you know, in the whole district for telemetry. So he's trying to get you kind of a quick synopsis of what it provides, just from a, you know, keeping everybody at ease that we're getting the same apples to apples what's there right now. But you do have that one disbursement form, Jay. If you can sign that and send that back to me, because I've got it attached to the pay recs, plus I want to attach all the contracts. And then the request for Bryant Paving as one swoop to Rick Skorenka, and I kind of need to give him a big, long story that attaches with it. And, of course, when I send it to Rick, I'll, of course, include the Donna and all the commissioners on that. But I want to get that out, you know, before the end of August, because now that we're, you know, September next week, we'll have another disbursement from Dawson for September. And then we'll have probably a substantial completion pay rec in there for DN Tanks in September, kind of wrapping up their end.
Chris, I just have one question. The last time we did the disbursement, we had to have Jay sign off on all the notarized requisitions from the different contractors.
Right.
And you had sent them along with the disbursement, but I didn't get any of that.
Yeah, I'll send it over right now, and that way you can sign it and send that back also.
Okay.
All right.
Okay. I just don't want to hold anything up, but I know that held us up the last time.
Okay, so what I'll do, Chris, right here is I'm going to ask Paula and Kathy, I'm going to make a motion to go ahead and sign this disbursement form here today in representation of the board, but also wait for the other slips that will be sent by Chris, and I ask permission to sign those out of session today whenever they do arrive and get printed. So I'll make that motion.
That's a long motion, Jay.
I know. But you know what I mean.
Yeah, well, we look for clarification. So Donna and I looked at the requisition form, and the disbursement amount was $103,000 from the grant, which would equate to about $450,000 in invoices, which we didn't have. So that's, we were just looking for that last invoice to fill that out. Does that make sense, Chris?
Chris, you still there?
Yes, I'm still here. My dogs were barking. Sorry about that.
Okay, so Chris, this is Kathy. So we got the requisition form for the grant disbursement, and it was about $103,000, which would equate to about, was it $450,000 worth of invoices, which we didn't have. We had about $350,000, so I'm assuming there's one or two that you've got that we haven't seen yet.
Yep, I'm sending those over in a couple of minutes. I just got to hand in that, or I signed.
Okay. And okay. And Chris?
Yep.
Okay, so the reason I sent you those pictures today was last week or even the week before when we discussed the Bryant paving and you were going to present your case to Rick, you said maybe I'll get some pictures to show that, you know, the level of how dug up the Bristenstock Road actually was. That's why I sent the pictures.
Oh, yeah, no, yeah. Okay, no, I had taken some. What I wanted to show, what I took pictures of it afterwards showing, you know, like Kelly, showing the pavement trench at the edge and trying to show that to Rick that by just paving a little tiny 4 or 5 foot wide strip on the edge of the bank like that, it's going to peel apart.
Yeah.
And that was the justification with Kelly and I why we need the overlays to kind of hold everything together.
Okay. Okay.
Yep. Okay. Yep. Thank you. Right.
So we have a motion on the table for me to go ahead and sign the disbursement form today and also the other forms that Chris is getting ready to send to us to make this package complete for our disbursement from DES.
I'll second that motion.
Okay. Any discussion? All in favor say aye. Aye?
Aye.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, I've just got to run over to my scanner, scan it in, Jay, and I'll have it right over to you in a couple of minutes.
Thanks, Chris.
Appreciate that.
Thank you.
Okay.
Yeah, I keep forgetting that Rick kind of, on a lot of these projects, besides Rick, a lot of the other state engineers don't even worry about. So I get kind of cut off guard on how the different DES engineers want things, I's and T's, and some don't care, and some want to have the notary on there, some don't care, but again, it's, you know, this is the way it should be, so that's fine.
Yeah.
Okay. And just one other question I had, Chris. The building permit, do you know if Dawson's has started
talked to them again. I guess they're only open for 2 hours, like 2 days a week, so he is trying to catch up to them. It's a moving circle, but I guess you know the building inspector more than us, and I guess he's concerned about where the building is anyway. And I mean, if anything, at this point, it's just a rubber stamp paper trail, and I think we need to have it just so 20 years from now, when another commission is looking at something, we have it in the file that yes, there was a permit for it.
Yes,
and our licensed electrician did the work, and from that standpoint.
Yeah, we have, right, yeah.
So was the issue that was the permit, was the application filed and then there's just issues with it? Is that the question? I just didn't understand.
I guess the building inspector just feels it's out of his jurisdiction. He doesn't really care. It's not his job. He's just being very, like, why are you bothering me type of thing. I don't, you know.
I just filled out the application and leave it with him and see if he responds.
Right.
I just wondered if they had filled out the application even for him, so that at least that's on record that was done.
Right.
That's what most people are doing now. You just drop it in the mailbox and then he'll call you when he's got questions.
Yeah, excuse me, Chris. I know Bob Boyd, the inspector, and he works Monday through Wednesday. You email him, that's what I do. He gets right back to you. So, but like I say, everything's done through the mailbox, but it's quicker just to email him and he gets back to you as soon as possible.
Well, the other thing, too, is that the building permit is actually online, so you can print it, fill it out. There is no cost to the district because we are a municipality. And then just simply bring the application down to the town hall mailbox and flip it inside and send them an email saying, check your mail.
Yeah. I just got two of them for my person.
Yeah, you've done it yourself personally.
Yeah.
Okay.
So Jay, why don't, as the owner of the building, why are we not doing that from the district standpoint? Why is the district not doing it?
I have it. You guys are free, but usually when I do building, I usually have a requirement that the contractor, because usually there's a fee, I don't want to incur additional fees to the client, so we put it in the specifications that you know the
the contractor has to pull off all permits, because there might be like an HVAC permit for heating and cooling. There could be a plumbing permit. There could be an electrical permit. All those. It should be the actual licensed individual pulling the permit. But, you know, like you, if you're building your house, you would mix your electric needs and all that. Here we just try to make sure that we're incurring the cost to the contractor's responsibility. You know, one less headache for you, the owner, to do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so what is required? Yeah, what's required in this application, Kathy, is the names and the license numbers of those individuals with the electrical license, the plumbing license, and I'll be honest with you, I don't know who Dawson is going to contract with or has contracted with to get this done. That's why the contractor would usually do this. He already knows all the information to fill out the application.
Okay. You're putting pressure on him to get it done.
Yep. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
And it was brought up when we started the project actually months ago.
Yep.
So, okay.
Yep.
All right. Chris, what else you got?
I have two things for you.
That's it. I do have the email from Donna about the address of 11 Wyden and 34 Inner Lincoln Circle. I've got to pull up the pressure map. I'll try to get that later on today. I'll look at what the pressure zones are for those two that Donna, you had said on Tuesday.
Yeah, that's what I was just going to ask you about.
Yeah, no, I haven't forgotten. I'm looking at it right now. I was out in the field yesterday, and I was at a conference all day Tuesday, so I haven't really had a chance to sit down on my computer and get too much done the last few days.
Okay, so that's something you can do for us, right?
Yeah. We have LIDAR contours for the entire district now. So with that, I can determine what elevation they're at and what the pressure zone is at that area.
So Chris, keeping on that same note, we have an email here from a realtor asking the office if they know of any information regarding access to a water line at number 32 Upper Lakeview Drive. And that's what they're asking for. Is there a water line that passes in front of 32 Upper Lakeview Drive? And correct me if I'm wrong, isn't that 33 that we put the culvert in? So there's a blow-off.
Yeah, 32 was a...
32 is what?
32, that's the lot I believe was RWN, Bob Nelson's lot.
That's way up top.
Yeah, that'd be 24 or 27, I think it was. This is 32, which is right down by the... Yeah, 32 is right across the street from 33, which is the Taylors that had the culvert installed across the street, allowing us the easement.
Yep. Okay, sorry. Yep.
Yeah. So there is a water line there.
Yeah, it stops right after.
Yeah.
Right.
Yep. Okay.
So
that would be we can answer yes on that. Now that we have, Donna had just brought up, or Chris did, the two applications we have for water hookups. I'd like to act on those sooner than later because time of the season is running out.
Yes.
So I'd like to make a motion that we go ahead and approve the application. And that's the motion. And what that does, we obviously don't have an answer yet from Chris because he's got to look at the LIDAR mapping. But we always have the right to rescind if Chris comes up with information that says this is not viable. But at least gets the ball rolling. And so that's why I make the motion that we go ahead and approve the water hookup application for 34 Interlaken Circle and 11 Linden Drive. Do I have a second to that motion?
I'll second that.
Okay. Any further discussion?
We received the $8,000 payment from both?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay.
All right. All in favor, say aye. Aye?
Yes.
Okay.
Aye.
And I believe I signed both of these, right?
I have to, yeah.
Okay. I'll do so after the meeting, out of session. And Chris, one other question I have for you on the testing of the new water line on Aspen and Bristenstock in Reinhardt. Is the pressure going to be generated from the new pressure pump house on site?
Well, typically what you do is you get that to get the site filled. But typically when you do a pressure test, you actually take a small hydrostatic pump and you pump water back into the line with like a garbage bag barrel, but you take like a 55-gallon garbage can that's clean, and you actually pump the water back in. We're actually pressure testing the line at 1.5 times that working pressure. So
okay.
The pumps that we have aren't really even strong enough. We test at a higher level than the working pressure.
Yep, because that's what I was going to ask. Are you going to exceed the normal operating pressure just to get a good pressure reading?
Yep.
Okay. Perfect.
Yeah, because it's at least it's either 150 pounds or 1.5 times the working pressure. You know, that's all for EWWA testing.
Perfect. Thank you. Exactly. Okay. I don't have anything else for Chris. Anybody else here at the table? Paul or Kathy?
No, I think I'm good.
Nope. Okay. I'm good. Thanks, Chris.
Chris, you have anything else that jogs your memory?
No, I'm about to hit send. It's actually three invoices. One for DN and two for DN, for Dawson.
Okay.
Again, now we want to get into the January, and then we'll do another one next week in September.
All right. I'll be here to sign them.
All right. Coming over
okay.
The wave. Thank you very much. And I'll
right,
be up on Monday.
All right. All right.
Thank you.
So that wraps up the water project, and I want to move right on to the administrative report. Donna, no, you got I think you have a couple of things, right? One of them we just crossed off.
A lot of that was all taken care of. Those were my big. That was basically it. I just have the. I've been still working on the water thing. Bills, they're coming in. We're down to. Where's our? I gave that to you, Jay. Yeah.
Here we go.
Yeah. For our outstanding water bills, there's $21,234.19 owed. Just letting you know, but we're still chipping away at them.
Okay. In regards to what Donna just talked about, the water bills, well, I'll just jump real quick. We had also mentioned that we were going to start issuing liens against these properties that are in arrears over $1,000.
Mm-hmm.
And I think, Kathy, you said that might be a good project for Lynn to start with.
Yep. And I will say that Donna's done a phenomenal job of hunting down some of these past due clients. And I think we'll let her continue doing that till she's exhausted all of her avenues. And then those that truly are uncollectible and we have no way of reaching the current owners, then we will, because it costs money to file a small claims court injunction. So if she and Lynn or she can continue doing that, I mean, she tracked down one property owner. What was it, 3 years worth of water bills, Donna?
Two. Yeah.
Two. So, you know, they knew they owed it and never got a bill and never questioned it, but she was able to contact them. So, but those that are fully uncollectible, we will have Donna, Lynn, and then myself will start working on the small claims court action.
Yeah, I believe, as history tells me, right, we have gone to small claims. The district has gone to small claims with water bills. As we know, we have one that pays supposed to pay $25.
One of the ones outstanding we haven't.
Yep.
They're probably passed on, I would assume.
And I'll be honest, the history tells us that the district has never lost a small claim suit. So if we want to get, I know it's probably $100 now to file the claim,
but mm-hmm. where the back money owed is $1,000, I think it'd behoove us to do this. Mm-hmm.
No, I agree. Especially ones where the property could be sold, and if we don't have our lien, we will lose out on that ability to collect that money.
Exactly.
Now, there is one. What's the one, Donna, that the town of Madison now owns?
Yeah.
What's the amount on that?
Is $3,823.69.
So we basically need to write that off because we cannot collect that money.
Even if the property is sold at auction? And
There is a I worked with Linda on this one. There is a note on the file that any money after what's due for back taxes from the town will go to us.
Okay.
So that is being...
There was an amount. I thought there was an amount, though. Was it like $1,500?
Yes, $1,500 at the time.
Yeah,
I think unfortunately we kept billing that after it was taken by the town of Madison. So we probably shouldn't have been billing that, right?
Well, the hookup is there. Technically, we would have to bill, whether it be a bank that owns it or the town.
Okay. I don't know. It's just the way Linda explained it to me.
Yeah.
We
don't bill the town.
No.
The town would know us, but the accumulation of the money owed from whoever decides to purchase it is still there.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
All right.
So thank you, Donna, for being so persistent.
You're welcome. My job.
I don't know if anybody, we don't have to discuss this today, but the date for the VDOE annual meeting, has anybody taken a closer look at those dates?
Yeah, there's an email from Paula.
Oh, yeah, I saw that, yeah.
Yep, no, I think that's perfect, Paula, that you kind of, you know, came up with almost the same conclusion that we did last year as to how to set the date. Now, the time, I agree we should have a discussion about.
Yeah, okay, I think it would be great to have. Do you want to talk about it now or do you want to wait? I mean, I don't think others are going to be booking the gym right now at the school, but, you know, we could go ahead and do it.
Well, do you want to put this? We're already
I think the bigger question is going to be, like, to really start thinking ahead, and maybe we enlist the help of people like Andrew and Ron about how we would do a Zoom meeting, a town meeting, if we have to. And having that backup ready to go so that we're not worrying about that 2 weeks ahead of time. So that's the only piece I think we need to be really ahead of the curve on.
Okay.
Can you have a town meeting on Zoom and actually vote?
Yeah,
you can. People can raise their hand. I mean, they do all kinds of things like that. I don't know how you would do the voting, but we could. I mean, I think, and I'm sure that the New Hampshire, the state, is going to be looking at that at a certain point for town meeting.
Yeah, no, I was just thinking of the secret ballot vote.
Yeah, I don't know either. I just, as I said, I think we, that's the only piece we'll have to really investigate. But
yeah, okay.
I would think about, as I said, we don't have to decide today, but we can decide, when are we going to decide? We're not going to decide today. What time we want to have the meeting.
All right. Do you mind if I put it on next week's agenda?
Fine with me.
Okay.
Yeah, I agree. Yep. You can keep it on the all agenda right. So it doesn't get, forgotten.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And another administrative piece that has come through, we got an email from Noreen Downs, who heads up Madison TV. And she's asking if we are amicable to either having our VDOE meeting at Town Hall on Thursdays, 9 a.m., or have Tim come and resume videotaping here in the office. So right now, I'll just give a description to everybody who's on the phone. There's four individuals in the office right now, and... We could be comfortably socially distanced at 6 foot apart from each. Tim would pretty much maximize the number of people that could fit in this office. I know there's some benefits of being here because you can turn around and grab something right off the computer or off the table if we need to discuss it. Do we want to try bringing Tim in?
here or going to town hall. I'm just leaving this up to Lynn and Donna because they're the administrators.
It's whatever the board decides. It would be...
What's more convenient for you?
Well, for me, it's here, but we've always done it up off-site. You know, caving.
We always did
it here. We always did
do it here. Oh, it's him?
Oh.
Oh, yeah, that's why these are all been installed.
Oh, okay. That's my misunderstanding.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
I mean,
Kelly would have.
Yeah, Kelly would have to.
But the only thing is, if we, for the community, it's this big. But we can keep calling in.
Yeah.
I know Andrew and you and Ron is trying to get it up to. Microsoft Teams so that it won't cost us, which would be ideal.
Yeah.
And I mean, it would be great for the people to see the meeting.
Yeah. We can do the summit and we can mark it off and do it and up to people whether you can follow the
summit. Yeah.
Yeah.
For
you guys.
Yeah, so I took a venture. I was up at the summit. We'll talk about what I want to go there. But just the lodge itself, I did go into the lodge yesterday, see how it's holding up. We don't want to use the lodge right now. It'd be better off if we go down to Madison Transfer Station and sit beside the dumpster. it needs a serious cleaning, folks. So.
Well, what about going to Town Hall? Why wouldn't we go to Town Hall? Because to me, that's a nice size room. And they said it's already wired for the microphone. To me, that would be the best alternative to the office.
Well, the office is also wired. So,
well, not for the micro. Oh, it is? I didn't know they
were. Yeah,
oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, they're hanging from the ceiling. Yeah.
Oh.
No, we have the same wiring.
I know in the past with people. The problem I have with the videotaping right now is unless everybody's going to be there, for the most part, it's hard to hear the conference phone on the videotapes. My only question is do people really need to see the meetings if it's all being recorded anyway? Like, what's the benefit of doing that? Like, the point of it, you know, I didn't agree with her email. One of her emails said, I know people are not allowed to come to your meetings and blah, blah, blah. I'm like, well, people are allowed to attend our meetings. They attend by phone. We attend by phone.
Right.
You know, she's really pushing for this, which I'm not clear on. Maybe she just feels like we need to get back to that, or maybe we need to be posting the audio tape. But I'm just sort of confused.
I think personally to get people back working for Madison TV.
Yeah.
Getting their jobs back.
Okay. I appreciate that. I mean, to me, if we're going to do it, I would do it at Town Hall. I guess to me, the benefit of doing it there outweighs the benefit of having stuff at your fingertips. I mean, if you have the laptop, there is Wi-Fi at the library. So, or at the town hall, isn't there? I would assume there's Wi-Fi at town hall.
There must be at town hall, yeah.
So you should be able to access your email.
Just the emails,
just the email.
No documents or anything, because the laptop's not synced.
Okay. So
the other thing too is Kelly would have to drive the big truck to town hall as well to be in attendance for his portion.
Sorry.
Why the big truck?
He'd be using his personal vehicle during work time.
No, I think it's not the big truck. It's just the work vehicle.
Yeah, I'm just one of the trucks. That's
it's
all.
It's not a big deal. I think if Madison.
I saw the truck in town. I saw the truck at Hannaford last week. I mean, I don't think that's a problem. I mean, I don't know.
Not my truck.
I'm sorry, it was one of the Analyze trucks. I think they were probably going to Lowe's or something. I just passed them at Hannaford.
Yeah.
But anyway, I think the point is that...
please. That's a whole
pick up my groceries.
Yeah.
I just think we have to decide, like, should we move back to in-person meetings or not? And if so, you know, where do we do it? And I guess the question is, are people ready to move back to having in-person meetings again? I would never call. I'm going to tell you right now, I will not come to the office with all those people in the office.
Say that again, Paul.
I wouldn't come to the office at this point with all those people there doing the meetings. That office is very little. It just feels cramped, and I don't know what the ventilation is, but I don't think that's a great idea. I would do it at Town Hall. I think that's a bigger meeting room. You can fit more people in there comfortably. I think that
I'm just going to ask how many people are afraid about it.
Yeah,
how many
cabin.
People do we have on the call right now?
There's no people. The past
couple of meetings.
3 weeks, probably, there hasn't been anybody on the meeting.
Yeah, I think we found a sweet spot where people didn't have to get dressed and put on their mask to come to a meeting. It was more convenient to just sit and listen. But if they are required to now get dressed and ready for a 9 o'clock that we – well, we have nobody today other than Dinah, who's the treasurer. I know, other than the treasurer. But I think we've lost our audience, and if we want to go to video so that people can go to the meeting, I don't think we're going to have anybody.
Yeah.
We haven't had any requests to have people come in. We certainly could have a request, can I come and sit in your meeting, but we haven't had any.
I don't think the benefit is for people to come to the meeting. I think it's so people can watch the meeting later. But if they can listen to the meeting later, what's the difference at this point?
Yeah.
I mean,
so Jay,
I think
So one of the concerns was when we were having the meetings off-site, no one was in the office. And I think once Lynn gets up to speed, which we haven't even welcomed Lynn to the district yet here, and if she's our minute taker, then that would leave Donna able to stay in the office and handle, you know, 4 hours worth of work while we're doing the meetings off-site. So I think that once Lynn, I'd like to wait at least 2 more weeks, and, you know, when Lynn feels comfortable doing the minutes, then have the discussion about whether we're ready to move to a public space or a bigger public space.
That makes sense.
All right. All right, so we'll wait 2 weeks and be ready for that move in 2 weeks. Is that what you're saying, Kathy? Be ready for the change in 2 weeks?
We'll discuss it in 2 weeks and see how we're doing.
Okay, discuss it. All right.
Yep.
And speaking on that subject matter, I'd like to welcome Lynn Baker as the part-time administrative assistant to the Village District of Idlewild. Welcome, Lynn.
Thank you.
Welcome.
Anything that you want to say to the worldwide audience?
not today.
We'll give you two weeks to prepare something. No, welcome. Thank you. All right, Donna.
That's all you got?
Yeah. All right. I'm just going to real quick go through. Just one other thing. I don't know where to fit this, but there is going to be a lot of cement trucks going up Oak Ridge Road, Idlewild Drive today. I'm going to let Kelly know that because we got gravel at the top of Oak. You might want to take a look after about 6 cement trucks hauling 35 yards of concrete to pour
I think 4 of them have already gone by.
All right. keep an eye on them, Kathy. Yeah, 35 yards. Basically, it's like they're filling a swimming pool with concrete 4 feet thick with 1-inch thick rebar. As I looked at this, I said to myself, I know I'm going to be dead and gone when this tower comes down because we go to some of the satellite communications. But God save the person that has to break that piece of concrete up someday. Okay. With the tower, just looking at my notes. Rock House. Okay, that's all I got. So I'm going to go right to signature items. I'm sorry, manifest. Let's get that. We have a manifest for $33,648.18. I'm going to make that motion, and I'm going to ask Donna to read off the invoices.
Okay. The first check is to the Bank of New Hampshire for the Oak Ridge loan. bond by $16,839.04. The next one is for our September Health Trust for $2,237.34. The next one is to Lowe's for $283.14. The next one is to Silver Lake for the line painting of $14.56. The next one is to Simply Water for the month of July, and that was for $11,007.50.
Can I just see his?
Yeah.
I'm sorry, I haven't had a chance to read this this one. Okay, there's that number, community service, that's the lab. So the turnoffs are in here. So you're going to build
that's,
those?
That was
a repair.
Yeah.
Okay. Brian Ark. So this is the excavation cost, and I believe he hasn't put an address. That I believe is 7 Biosca. Find the existing water main in the road. I knew it was going to be around $1,500. There's nothing else that's even close to that. So that's going to. So it's $1,800. So just so Kathy and Paula know, of course, when we get an application for water hookup, part of the job is to ensure that there's a water line passing in front of the property, and then secondly, that there's sufficient pressure in that water line. So we had the due diligence to prove there was a water line in front of 7 Biosca, which we found there is not. That excavation, which was done by Dawson's, it's costing us $1,800. If we have to return the $8,000 check, we eat that cost, just so everybody knows.
Yeah.
All right. Everything else looks pretty much on spot.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
But that would come out now. But that cost, Jay, would come out of the water hookup account?
Yes.
Okay.
Part of the diligence of being able to answer client who's requesting to join our water system.
Okay, so it's not paid for out of the operating budget.
Right.
Okay, this looks like, okay, yeah.
Does it say actually the date when it was done?
This is, it's under the...
Community services, labor.
No, there's no...
I was looking at this one. 1800?
Yeah. I'm assuming that it's 776 because usually that's what he does, but there's no date actually.
Right.
I'll have to check the date with him.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because there's no other... I know he said to me on the phone it'd be about $1,500 for the work that they already did that day. It ended up being $1,800.
Okay, so that would come out of a... I'd have to build that to the water hookup, Kathy?
Yeah. Capital Reserve Fund, yeah. Or it is a Capital Reserve Fund, right, now?
It's a...
trust fund?
Yes.
Yeah, okay, trust fund, that's right. Yep.
I have a question.
Yep.
Why aren't we charging the Biosca people for the $1,800?
Why aren't we charging them for trying to find where our pipe is? Because it really is the responsibility of the public utility to know where it is.
It will come out of the operating budget, then. We're going to eat that.
Yes. Yeah.
I think the cost should come out of the hookup account.
Yeah, because it is part of...
I was just going to say the same thing.
It is part of the water hookup process, right?
Out of the water hookup account, is it going to come out of that person's $8,000 deposit?
Nope. It comes out of the leftover fees from...
Water hookup account. Whoa, you can't take it out of the water hookup account, and if you're not going to charge it back to one of the deposits, in my opinion.
Well, there's when someone applies for the water, we always have the, I don't want to say the opportunity, we always have the ability, if we have to reject that person based on what we find. If we find, and it costs money to find that, one, they didn't have enough pressure, there's a reason for denying them. And then secondly, there was no water line passing in front of that property, there's a second reason to deny them. Right now, the way the ordinance is written, and this is something that we need to talk about in the future, but the way the ordinance is written, they get the $8,000 fully returned.
Yeah. And we talked about that last year, of changing that at a public hearing, so we do need to do that.
Right.
So the $1,800 need to come out of the water budget. It can't come out of the water extension account. If we're giving him back his total $8,000, which we put in there, then you can't take it out of the water. Are you going to take it out of somebody else's $8,000?
Yeah, that's the way I would assume it works, yeah.
What else are you going to spend the money on? I mean, what's that account for then?
Right.
What else? I mean, you're going to spend that money. It's just not there to just collect interest. I mean, it's there to be spent on projects, right?
$8,000 is put in there, and then whatever cost it is to hook up that house is given back to the operating account. We pay in out.
Yeah, that's if they are allowed to hook up to the water system. But what happens when we decide, no, you're not allowed to hook up, but we've taken your $8,000?
And I guess the way you're talking about it, it has to come out of the water budget.
Mm-mm.
No, because that's for repairs and other planned things. This is exploratory in regards to an application.
Yeah.
So we're going to give him back $1,000, and also charge that account $18,000. That's never been done.
No, 1800, not 18,000.
1800.
1800, excuse me.
So what happens when we have a bill from an engineer saying you don't have enough water pressure to hook up to the system? Doesn't that bill come out?
Money, we do have, we still eat that money. We don't take it out of the water extension account. We give him back his $8,000. And that $4,000. That's usually only $300 or $400, and that's out of the water project. I mean, the water budget.
Yeah, but I think it's a safer way, Dinah. We can discuss it next week because we do have to readdress this ordinance to address just this issue. But we want to be able to keep the budget as part of a planned budget for the year. In other words, if I had 100 applications for water hookups this year and 50 of those were to be denied because of insufficient pressure or no water line passing in front of the property, the water budget would be wiped out. If we had to first dig to find the water line.
Hey, Jay, we don't have much of them, so that's sort of silly to talk about.
No, but it leaves the sooner. Yeah, but there's the potential that it happens. Yeah.
Potential. Now, let's talk about reality here. We've never had to spend $1,300 on excavating to look for a water line before.
We did. We've had plenty of classic. But anyhow, I want to move on because we're at 10:30 already. But again, Dinah, we did discuss that this is going to be part of a public hearing. So. You know, get your ideas together because we want to start to have that public hearing. I'd like to have it in the month of October before the cold sets in. But I want to be able to move on. So,
All right.
The last one
is to Elite Doors for $3,266.60.
Can I just ask a question? I thought the quote for this was much higher, was it?
This is the final bill.
We already paid half.
Paid the bill. That's the final. We were waiting on the remotes to come in. They came in, and they're complete.
Sure. Okay.
Okay. The next one is to the water project.
This is three checks?
Yep.
Three checks for $193,432.50.
So I'll make the motion that we appropriate $193,432.50, and we'll read those off individually.
Okay. The first one is to DN Tanks.
DN Tanks, yeah.
Yeah, for $167,940,000. And the next one is to Jones and Beach Engineer for $6,832.50.
Can I just see the invoice on that one? Jones and Beach?
Yeah.
So, As you remember, we have $5,000 that was allocated in a contract with Jones and Beach. He's extracting $2,500 from that. There's the shop drawing, which is $687. Water design, $560. Project meeting, $625. Drainage design analysis at $630. And then correspondence, $20. Is that with us, or is that email?
I would say us.
Okay. And then construction inspection at $660. So the one thing that that caught my eye was this correspondence, $20. I thought that was maybe the time he had spent with Adam.
No.
But he said that he did not charge us for any of his visit with Adam.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, you have to sign this also.
Yep.
Well, Jay, is that all under one contract, or were there multiple contracts on that?
Yeah.
I just have it under contract number six, Kathy.
Yeah.
Okay, number six. Okay.
Yeah. And the last.
Number six included the manual.
Manual.
Is the manual in there?
Yeah.
Yeah, we got the manual as well.
Yeah. Okay, the last check is the retainage from the Dan Tank check. And that was for $18,660.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
And I'm going to sign the disbursement form. And Chris hopefully has scanned and sent those others so that I can sign them after the meeting.
Yeah, I saw them go through on the email, so we've got them at the office.
Great. Okay. Don, I'm going to include this with this packet.
He only sent...
We're just looking up those emails now. All right. While Don is doing that, then we get payroll. Let's skip payroll. You guys don't need to get paid, right?
All right.
I'm going to read off the employee and the time. So we have, for the week of 8/14, we have Kelly Robitel, 40 hours. Yeah. And the week of 8/21, Kelly Robitel, 40 hours. We have the week of 8/14, Jeff DiMartino, we have 40 hours. Jeff DiMartino for the week of 8/21, we have a total of 40 hours. Tony Eldridge for the week of 8/14, 24 hours. Tony for the week of 8/21, we have 24 as well. Donna McKinnon, week of 8/14, we have 21.25 hours. Donna, for the week of 8/21, we have 14.25. We have...
3 hours. 3 and 3.
3 and 3?
Yeah. I owed her...
Yeah. Okay. Gina Murphy, for the week of 8/14, total of 3 hours. And Gina, for the week of 8/21, we have a total of 3 hours.
And we also paid the commissioner.
And we paid the...
And treasurer.
Three commissioners. The treasurer got $250 this month, and each of the three commissioners got a total of $300. And then you take out your taxes and all that good stuff.
Yep.
All right. All right. Okay, we got a couple of signature items. And let's see, the first one, we'll start with what's on top here. A letter to Debbie Hewitt. Paula brought this up that we need to follow up with requests for answers. So I had drafted a letter, and Kathy had drafted a letter also, taking out some of my verbiage. I guess it's pretty much your letter, Kathy, is pretty much the same as mine, except it takes out the conversation that I had between Ms. Hewitt and the neighbor across the street, where she told us. Yeah, she told us that Adam said it was part of the scope of the project, but that's all I know from her, and of course what we know from the logger.
But all we should tell her is that, and I added a sentence, that the disturbed area between the properties was contained onto the district right away. And you said yesterday, so I all that other information was kind of irrelevant, I thought. I don't know if Paula had a chance. I just sent it out like at 8 o'clock, so if she had a chance to review that.
I'm just looking at it right now. The only question I have, did the logger say that he was required? I thought the logger just said he doesn't remember. He just took down, why he took everything. I don't remember him saying that some of the brush had to be removed. Who talked to him? Was that Jay
who?
Did he talk to him.
Yeah, he did say to get around some of the larger trees, they had to cut a few of the saplings that were beside it. But obviously it wasn't a clear cut.
Okay, that's fine. I didn't know he had said that. I thought that was kind of a conclusion that somebody reached. Okay.
Yeah.
I think this is probably is fine. I think getting into the whole thing about the conversations with Adam was confusing. I couldn't follow sort of what the point was. You know what I mean? It was trying to. I think this is fine. Let me just pull up the other one.
Yeah. So Debbie does remember the conversation, so I don't have to repeat it to her because she's the one who told me.
You're kind of saying that you had a conversation with him, basically repeating a conversation that he had with her. It's all sort of hearsay.
Right.
It's confusing.
Okay.
I think it's fine.
Right. And our position is just that. Our position is that the work was done within the easement, and that's the end of it.
Yeah.
And Jay was right. We're not prepared to reestablish any vegetation.
Yeah, I think that's fine.
Okay, so I'll make a motion that we sign the letter drafted by Kathy. Do I have
a second?
I'll second that. Yeah.
Okay, all in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Yes.
Okay, so this letter will be down here, Kathy and Paul, are for you to sign out of session.
Okay.
All right. We have another letter that I drafted for Mr. Lambert at number 7 Biosca.
Yeah.
So we do have an email from Dawson, an estimate, and that estimate is to do the water main extension in the road to get the water main to pass in front of his property is $15,748. That number is just an additional cost to the $8,000 water hookup application fee, which we do have, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So we have that $8,000. And just to define the length of that water main extension at 53 feet, it took us, as we just noticed, $1,800 to determine that. So did anybody have any other concerns or questions with regards to the verbiage?
I've got a kind of a side question. So now that we've established where the water line ends, is Ian providing that information to Chris so it gets mapped so in the future we'll know where that is?
Yes, so there are now swing ties, if you want to call it that. We know where the water line ends, but I couldn't tell you 50 feet in front of that end point where the water line might be at the left or the right side of the road. I can't
I could not promise
okay,
you that.
But what we uncovered, which helped answer the question about where is our water line, we uncovered a portion of the water line. Hopefully that information is being logged somewhere so that when they bury it back up again, we know where that is.
Yep. And that all okay. comes down to the water system where Ian's on the hook for curb stop valve swing tie information for several addresses, and now this one's included.
So you did add that. Okay. Okay. So there was a couple of things here on the letter, just grammatical things. You know, where you cut and pasted part of the ordinance?
Yes.
It says the water connection fee will be $8,000. You've got an apostrophe there instead of a comma. And at the end of that sentence, it's supposed to be meeting, and I think it's RN instead of the letter M.
Say that again?
So it's a 2007 VDO annual meeting. The word meeting is spelled wrong.
I fixed that.
Oh, I'm sorry. The copy I have was fixed.
Let me see. There was something. There was also a Discovery Legend of the Road.
Yeah. When you copy, as anybody's ever tried it, if you copy from a PDF, you copy the text and you try to paste it into Word, it doesn't work so good. I spent probably 10 minutes on fixing what I call gobbledygook.
There was one other little quick thing. Let me just read it again.
Yeah, I see it right here.
Okay.
These extra costs will include.
No, where it says this cost is to responsibility of the property owner. So the paragraph
this cost
begins
is
with
the.
Yeah.
Responsibility. Okay, got it.
Okay. Yeah. I knew there was a couple little things, but no, that's perfect. I think that's a good letter to 7 Biasca.
Can I ask one more question? Maybe I don't understand this. On the paragraph currently, your property at 7 Biasca, that, whatever. Are we saying that if he waits till the end of 2020, we'll be able to do this?
No. So there's a little bit of history to this. Dean applied for a water hookup last year. And
right, I
it
remember
was rejected
that.
Because there was no. Right. So currently,
right.
as of this 5 minutes, there's not sufficient water pressure there. At the end of the
right.
year, once this Minard tank pressure zone complete, there will
right.
be sufficient pressure. But we now know that there's the additional problem of the water line not being in proximity to his lot.
So why are we saying this? Didn't we already tell him that?
Oh, no.
Well, we already denied. Well, we denied his application over a year ago.
But you go through the whole thing about how he's going to have to pay $15,000, right? Then you make this statement that right now there's no water pressure, but there will be by the end of the year. I think I'm confused by this. I'm like, wouldn't that be the first thing we tell him? Or have we already told him that?
Yeah. We don't even need to put that paragraph in, Paula, because that's kind of restating.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah, that's right. why I was confused by that paragraph because I read that paragraph. I'm like, wait, so he shouldn't go forward with this, or he should? Like,
here's the thing. If we hooked him up today, he would legally have him up today.
Right.
Right. But if we were able to approve and install his water hookup today, he would legally be able to complain he doesn't have enough water pressure. That's why I included it.
But he can't be hooked up until he blasts the sledge, right?
Well, he could do that literally in 2 days and have water in his house, but then he could turn around and complain or sue us that he doesn't have enough water pressure. That's why I wanted to point it out. There's two problems here. Until we actually get that pressure established, which is why I put the end of 2020.
But wouldn't that be the first thing we tell him? I mean, you're trying to tell this guy a story, right? You're trying to explain to him. So the first thing to say to him is, currently there's no water pressure. So you're going to have to wait till the end of 2020, right? As you know. And maybe we've already told him that. If we've already told him that, then say, as you know, currently there's not enough water pressure. Okay.
Yeah, we did.
So say to him, that should be the first paragraph of the whole letter. Say, as you know, currently you're proper. Property, so we hope to have this new pressure zone. At that time, you know, we've excavated where the lines are, and so at the end of 2020, if you want to connect to this new pressure zone, here's what it's going to cost you. What do you want to do? But the way that this is worded, it doesn't tell a logical story. I find it confusing.
Okay.
Now,
so
that's all I'm
we'll
saying.
Move that
I would just rearrange it a little. Yeah.
Okay, so we'll move that paragraph up to the top because that follows the last rejection letter we sent him.
Yeah, and I would preface it by saying, as you know, or as we've previously communicated.
Yeah,
so that
okay.
It's clear that we're repeating something we've already told him. And then before you say, in preparation for getting you ready for once the pressure zone is done, we've uncovered that it's going to cost this much. Do you want to keep going or do you want to stop now and do it well? Like, that's
okay.
All. I think you have to sort of explain it a little more, unless he already knows for some reason. But that's all.
Okay.
Okay.
But probably,
all
right.
That's all. I
he
found
does
it
know
a little confusing.
Yeah. That does make more sense to move that to the beginning.
Yeah.
All right,
okay.
So we'll do that. We'll move that paragraph
okay.
up.
Thank you. Okay. Okay.
I got a mark here. And
okay.
We will type that letter as amended. And again, I'll make a motion that we approve this letter to the occupant at number 7 Biasca. Do I have a second on that motion? As amended. Do I have a second on the motion?
I'll second that.
Okay. Any further discussion?
Nope.
All in favor, say aye. Aye.
Aye.
Okay.
No,
who seconded it?
All I did.
Thank you.
And we can just sign that out of session then.
Yeah.
All right. I'm going to jump back real quick to administrative because I accidentally skipped over the minutes. So I'm going to make a motion that we accept the minutes of Thursday, August 20th, which was last Thursday. I believe we also have Donna. Correct me if I'm wrong, but
6/11,
7/2, and 7/2. Hope everybody's had a chance to read those. I'll make that motion that we do a sweep and accept those three sets of minutes. Do I have a second?
I'll second that.
Yeah.
Okay. Any amendments or discussion?
I felt like there. Oh. I'm just looking real quick. I thought there was something on one of them that I thought was off, but I think it's okay. Oh, Jay, on the one about Jennifer Nolan about the outhouses at Edelweiss Beach.
Yeah.
You wrote she will be notified by the office to contact the Madison Health Officer. I thought we agreed that you were going to forward her note to the Madison Health Officer and copy her.
Yeah. And so that's what I was actually forgot to bring up, put on my amendment for the agenda, is that we need to send her email to the Madison Health Officer, copying her, and then letting the Madison Health Officer answer her complaint.
Yeah, but that's not what the minutes. The minutes say she will be notified to contact, that she's going to need to contact them. That's what the minutes say.
Okay. Whereabouts are you, Paula?
I'm sorry, I'm on the last page of the notes from 8/20 from last week. Under
okay,
correspondence.
Yeah. Oh, there it is. Got it. Okay. Okay. All right, I see it. So I'll change that. She will be notified by the office that we are reaching out to the Madison Health Officer concerning this issue. How's that?
That's fine.
Okay.
So are you going to then... Okay, we're on the minutes. Then we'll be back. Okay. I'm okay with that.
All right. Out. Okay, 2. Good catch. Thank you. All right. So we have that amendment. That's on the minutes of August 20th, last Thursday.
Mm-hmm.
Kathy, Paul, or anything else?
Nope, I'm good.
Okay. I'm good.
All right. All in favor of approving those three sets of minutes as amended, say aye. Aye.
Yes.
Aye.
Okay.
Thanks for doing all those.
Okay. No problem.
I'm sorry. Are we all caught up on minutes?
I believe we are. Let me just... ask Donna. Donna, since these are the minutes of last week, are there any other minutes that you have to do? Or are we all
I just have two more.
Two more?
Yeah. I'm halfway through June 11th and then June 25th.
Oh, that's great.
And then this week.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, thanks. Great.
Yeah. Thank you. Yeah.
Okay. One other thing I wasn't ready to talk about, I'm not sure if anybody else is, but the technical session that we had between myself, Andrew Hardevelt, Ron Sandstrom, about upgrading the systems here in the office, do we want to, because of the time, I'm looking at the time being 10 minutes over 11, do we want to push that off till next week, give everybody a chance to review it?
Good idea.
Okay.
Sure.
All right, so water system, I'm just trying to look here to see if there's anything we did not talk about already today. Yes, there is a letter that needs to go out to the homeowner at number 12 Interlaken. There was a leak under their house that Ian did confirm was a leak, and we are supposed to have written them a letter that they need to fix the leak by October the 15th. That's what I had in my notes. Because you can't just let them leak for years and years and years, because we had that situation before.
Jay, what was the property that we had that issue with last year? And maybe we can just grab that same letter and, you know, use that as a template.
Yeah, that was over on Clausen.
Was that the duplex?
Not on Clausen.
Okay.
I remember there was an issue on Clausen which took months to resolve.
Yeah.
It was also a very expensive fix, but it took months. Yeah.
So if Donna could find that letter and just basically use that as the template.
Yep. Okay.
Okay. I just lost my...
All right. It's right there under... Right above number 8. Last line.
12 Interlaken.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep. All right.
That was Clausen, you think?
There was one in Clausen, I believe, from over a year ago, but maybe they just fixed it last year, because it did take a long time to get that person to come up with the funds to fix it.
Yeah.
All right.
Wasn't that they were using a different kind of water line, but the ID was still acceptable, even though the OD was different?
Oh, yeah. That was on Appenville. That was Appenville.
Okay. Was that the duplex?
Yes, it is. Yep.
Okay. That's the one I'm recalling, and that they did replace their curb stop to their house water line with a new but acceptable line.
Right.
Okay, so that one's also a letter that we could use as a template as well.
Yep.
Okay, I'll look in the computer.
Okay. So I want to jump real quick to commissioners' reports. All I have is, you know, everybody's aware now the tower is going up at the summit of Oak Ridge Road.
Mm-hmm.
Kathy, are we all set with the fire extinguishers now?
No.
No.
That's in the end.
Yeah.
Okay, so where are we with the fire extinguishers?
Right there. That's the letter. The last correspondence I had for him, on the 18th, he had given me the prices, but you were questioning the extinguishers, Jay, and this was his last correspondence, that was a price, so I just need to go ahead and order them if you approve them.
Yeah, so the owner of this company is saying that ABC versus BC, they both have the same BC rating. The ABC can also be used in an ordinary combustible product as wooden paper. But my question is simply, if the Department of Labor said to get a BC extinguisher, and do we want to vary from that?
And Jay, last week this came up again, and I suggested that you if you had time to give this guy a quick call and just figure that out. since you knew more about this as a fireman than the rest of us.
Yeah.
And you said you were going to do that. Did you? But obviously you didn't get a chance to call him.
No, I did talk to the fire chief, and he says, yeah, BC is different than an ABC. It's for fuel. And that's why I'm thinking.
No, I thought you were going to call the guy at the company and just have that discussion with him.
Right, and I was. And then when I talked with the fire chief, I said, well, it's clear there that one is for one product and another is another. And they both may put out a fire. But I just wanted to follow the Department of Labor instructions specifically. I have not called the owner of this company.
So we have to call, so you're saying we have to get a BC then. Let's just go ahead and get it then.
Yeah, I'd rather follow the list and say you've gotten a BC.
Okay.
Because if we say we got an ABC, they may say that's not what we asked for.
Okay.
Yeah.
So do we need a motion to go ahead and buy the BC?
Yeah. So I'll make a motion, and we have a price here of 100.
Is that for a BC one?
No, that's
not a BC
still
one.
He's only quoting ABC.
Yeah.
That's what I'm curious is, does
so that's
he even...
why maybe you should reach out and...
yeah, does he even provide BC? So I'll call him and ask, does he actually provide BC? Let me just put a note down here for myself. What's his name, Joe?
Joe.
So I'd like to make a motion for Jay to purchase through our fire extinguisher maintenance company whichever unit is appropriate.
I'll second that motion.
Okay.
Any discussion?
Up to
$170. I think there's a 10-pound and a 20-pound that we're looking at as options.
Yeah.
I think it's going to be more than that, personally, because...
Well, if we had them installed.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay.
All right.
So up to
250?
250 sounds good.
All right. Do I have a second on the motion?
Yeah, we already seconded.
We did?
Yeah.
Okay. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Okay, cool. All at once.
Yeah.
All right.
So, Jay, the only other little thing was that metal switch plate cover for the furnace in the office.
Yep, the red one.
You have it?
I'm going to put that in. Yes, I do.
Okay.
So is there anything else on that?
No, as soon as we get confirmation as to what we're purchasing and when they're going to install it, we can reach back out to Department of Labor and say that, you know, all of the infractions have been resolved.
Yep. Okay.
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 Well,
all right. I'm going to jump real quick to correspondence because we're just before 11 o'clock here.
Okay. Well, am I going to lose you?
I think we're disconnected from the office.
Okay.
Hopefully they'll dial back in.
You want to call the office?
No, I think they will call back in. Don't they usually call back in?
That's true. We only call in when it's non-public.
Right, yeah, they'll call back. Just give them a minute.
Okay. Actually,
do they know they're
not
public? Yeah, they won't be able to, they'll realize we're not on.
Well, Donna can see it on the recording that it stopped.
Okay.
Low water pressure. There's really nothing that we need to decide on in this last correspondence. There was a letter from Aaron Woodbine who was explaining the profanity he heard on Idlewise Drive.
Yeah, I saw that. I mean, there's nothing we can do with that.
Right.
And
the thing
we talked about, Adam's letter.
Yeah. And the guy with the low water pressure on Bristol Stock, Ian already put it in.
Here we go. Okay.
You got it on hold?
Yeah, we're still here.
Okay. Thank you. Sorry about that. I forgot to turn my phone on. All right. Just going very quickly over correspondence. We had a letter that was forwarded to us by the EPOA from an author named Aaron Woodbine, who I guess is a renter here in Idaho, about some foul language that was directed toward them on the beach. Nothing we can do about it. So move on. Adam Leiser sent in an email stating that his driveway would have been flooded if not filled in by the DPW with gravel. We already talked about that. Corey Gregory, number three, Briston stock, has low water pressure. I pointed this out. I think you did.
I did, yeah.
Ian.
And he reached out to the homeowner and he reached out to the homeowner.
Yeah. It may be there are a pressure pump individually in their basement, and then maybe something wrong with the pump. We got an NHMA newsletter. Hope everybody's had a chance to read that. We also had emails regarding disbursements from Chris Albert, which we're going to print up here, what he just sent us in a moment, and I'll sign those out of session. Now I turn over to public comment. Is there any public?
Nobody's on the public.
And over.
Wait
a minute.
Oh, we have
that. I'm the treasurer. But I just have a few. Do you have time or are you leaving at 11?
Go ahead.
No, go ahead. I'm okay. Kathy's okay.
Mm-hmm.
Tom, who's putting in the new panel up at Reinhardt, has anybody asked what's going to happen to the old panel in the existing Reinhardt tank house?
Oh, in the existing Reinhardt tank house?
Yep.
We can discuss that whether to, if there's any value in keeping it.
Why not? It works.
It works currently, but does it work the way the new system is designed?
Well, it's something to think about. I'm sure Tom would love to have it and resell it and might need it for one of our other pump houses.
Right. If some of the contacts and some of the PLCs are what I call plug-ins, and we get a lightning strike and we lose a PLC, then, yeah, we could probably salvage what's out of the existing pump house.
I think it might be cost-effective to do that.
Okay.
And it seems to me that the list of things we need from Ian seems to be growing and growing. How are we going to get that?
Well, we have him in the first of next month. He has seen this agenda today. He knows he's on today's agenda. We talked about it. Of course, he isn't required to be on today's call, but he knew that we'd be discussing.
Go ahead. I just couldn't hear you. You were breaking up.
Oh, I'm sorry. So he knows he owes us these things, and we have to now start asking for dates. He was very responsive this week to at least three calls that came in for low water pressure on two other houses, and did go to each one of those residents to address that situation.
That doesn't answer my question.
Right. Well, Donna, we need to reach out to Ian to be on the line for next Thursday's meeting, the first Thursday of the month. Can you make sure he knows to call in?
Yep.
And we can address it with him directly.
The Asset Management Committee just put in a lot of work on the curb stops and locations and so forth. It would be sort of sad if any good anymore because we don't have new stuff on it. And that's all I have to say.
Okay.
No, good point.
All right. For Kathy, anything else that you might have to put up?
Can I just ask a question? The issue about the Edelweiss, Jennifer Nolan, forwarding that. Are you going to do that to the forwarding that to the health? I was trying to find out who the health officer is from Madison. I looked all over their website. I don't see anything about a health officer. Do you know who that is?
Yeah, technically it's the fire chief.
Okay. So you're going to forward that to him, or was somebody else need to do that?
Well, I'd like it to come from the office, you know, as the office
address.
Oh, okay. I'm here for it to do that. Yep.
I didn't understand who was doing that, that's all. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. I've been trying to notice when I walk by there, I haven't smelled anything. A friend of mine is renting the house next to the beach this week, so next week. So I'll be down there quite a bit, and I'll try to also see if I smell anything.
Yeah, you take Mabel out to walk. Do you ever get any smells from the houses down there?
Nope, but, you know, not there full time, obviously there. But as I said, someone I know is renting the house right next to the beach next week, and I'll try to take note of it and ask her to and her family to notice, see if they notice anything as well.
Right.
But she asked the real estate agent, and they said they've never had a complaint about that issue. They've never heard that. She was shocked to hear that. So.
Okay.
But that made so that was kind of interesting.
All right. Well, we had Jeff going to Congress this past week before his vacation. We got Tony Kelly here now. We could have him go down and stick his nose.
I put my foot in every day.
No, seriously though, we'll pull with this off the health officer.
They
was no better the subject than any of us. But all right. I will make a motion if there's nothing else to adjourn at 11:06.
So just a quick question.
Go ahead,
Kathy. So was there any other topics you think should be included in a newsletter? I was gonna put, with the 10. I'll mention the tower at Oak Ridge with the trucks going up and down the hill. And is there anything else, either Kelly or either of you can think of that would be nice to mention? Obviously, the road closure on Monday and Tuesday will be sort of a separate email blast.
Yeah. Well, let me ask you, Kathy, is there going to be another newsletter at the end of September?
I've been trying to do them at the end of every month.
Okay. Because what I'd like to do, I don't want to talk about it today, but we have put on a list things that our ordinances that might need adjusting so that we can schedule some public hearings for the upcoming fall season. And I don't think we have to put it in this week's newsletter, but definitely want to get them in by the end of September.
Okay.
We'll have better dates.
Okay. All right. But is there anything else that would be timely that should go in regarding the ponds or the roads or the neighbors, the garbage? Is there anything that's
how about
relevant?
Public protect the beavers? I think that would be good. Sorry,
so
I just
would,
had to.
So if there were anybody, yeah, so we'll have to have the volunteer committee for the beavers.
Yeah. I'm trying to think of what's going on in Madison, if there's anything that is coming up there. But other than if anybody's been in the dump lately with those two new dumpsters, it's been a traffic jam. But we're going to have to put a stoplight there. Our first stoplight.
I don't think we need to comment on the dump, the transfer station, unless that I can think of.
But people will ask. I think that's all I got.
Okay.
I think things are kind of there's not a lot maybe.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll put a welcome Lynn Baker little paragraph in there.
The only other thing I would comment on at the meeting I was gonna bring up is that with Donna and Lynn, Donna, start to really think about what things, and I'm sure you've already done this, so maybe I shouldn't even say this, but what things are the most important for Lynn to learn? What things is she going to do that you're not going to do and vice versa? Like, where are you going to cross over? What things are going to be specifically each of your responsibilities? That would be helpful because I just want to make sure there's kind of a plan so that in several weeks, we're figuring out what the hours for the office are going to be adjusted, hopefully, because we can stay open longer.
Yeah.
And, let's have a plan about how this is all going to work, because I feel like before when you came on board, my impression was that there was no plan and wasn't clear on exactly what you were supposed to be being trained on by Nancy and what you weren't being trained on. So maybe we should talk about that next week, review that.
All right. Hey, just one other thing I'm going to leave you to think about is the request that we have some sort of ribbon cutting ceremony for when the tank becomes operational. And again, it will be the foliage time frame. It might actually be a good time of year. Maybe have some donuts or a little bit of a celebration.
Yeah.
We don't have the attendance anymore.
Yeah, we could have used a trailer, but we don't have that anymore. All right.
Thank you.
We have a motion on the floor to adjourn. We have a second at 11:06. It went a little longer, but all in favor? 11:11. All in favor, say aye. Aye.
Yes.
Okay.
Who seconded?
I seconded it.
Okay.
All right.
And the budget, we didn't review the budget, so I believe it's current, but we can review it next week. Give you a chance to take a look at it.
Yep.
Okay.
I'm sorry. I had highlighted too, Kathy, and okay, sorry.
Okay. And Donna?
I just printed it out, so we'll look at it next week.
So, Donna, Donna and I did it yesterday afternoon, and we were off by $1,600. And you know what it was? It was the Reinhardt tank interest payment.
Yes.
That's what it was.
Okay. Good girl.
So I commented, and Jay, remember when you, and I know we've adjourned, but when you discussed with DRA the fact that we already raised the money for the first year's interest payment on the loan and didn't spend it.
This is recording. We're in session, so we have to come back in or go back out.
Yeah, we're back out.
Okay.
For next
I don't
week,
think we voted to adjourn. We just seconded it. Okay.
All right, so read my comments with the attachment for the budget, and we'll discuss that next week.
Okay, we'll do
it. Okay, all right, we're adjourned.
All right, now I'm voting. I vote yes.
I vote yes. Thanks.
Kathy?
I vote yes.
She voted yes.
All right, thanks, everybody.
Okay, goodbye.
Bye-bye.